Good day and welcome to Cape Fear Community College's EMS Education Podcast. Hi, I'm Bob Braske, EMS Education Coordinator here at Cape Fear Community College. Today's podcast is all about certification levels within emergency medical services. Let's get started. There are basically four different levels of EMS care, and those are emergency medical responder, emergency medical technician, advanced emergency medical technician, and the paramedic. Those are the basic four levels. There are other levels: critical care, transport paramedic, air medical paramedics, and community paramedics. The four basic levels is what I wanted to concentrate on today. So let's get started. So the first one is EMR, emergency medical responder. This provider provides pre-hospital assessment and care for patients that are sick and ill from many conditions. Primarily, they are policemen, firefighters, and lifeguards. Upon successful completion of the program, you'll have life-saving skills that deal with bleeding, shock, breathing problems, cardiac problems, and a host of other medical emergencies. This course is about 60 hours in length. The second level that I want to talk about today is the EMT, Emergency Medical Technician. Emergency medical technicians provide patient assessment and life support procedures such as airway management, CPR, hemorrhage control, oxygen administration, bandaging and splinting, trauma and shock management, childbirth, and most EMTs, though not all, are involved with ambulance companies transporting patients to the hospital. Some EMTs, emergency medical technicians, do first response, such as with a police department or a fire department or a private agency, where they're first on the scene and start life-saving care and then turn care over to the paramedics who then transport. This course is about 225 hours in length and usually covers about one college semester. The advanced EMT is the next level, the AEMT. This is similar to an EMT except with many more skills. They do advanced skills, advanced knowledge, including venous access, IV access. They have the ability to administer some life-saving medications and put in place breathing tubes for patients with severe breathing difficulties or severe cardiac problems such as cardiac arrest. The advanced EMT program is about 310 hours of classroom time, which is broken up into classroom, laboratory, hospital rotations, and field internship rotations. So 310 hours for the advanced EMT. The highest level to talk about today is the fourth level, and that is of the paramedic. Paramedic provides the highest level of advanced care in the field. They care for the sick and injured based on extensive knowledge of anatomy and physiology, pharmacology, respiratory emergencies, venous access, administration of a variety of life-saving medications, airway management, medical emergencies of all types, pediatric emergencies, geriatric care, and neonatal care. The paramedic level of care provides the highest level of 911 response that most communities have. This course comes in a variety of ways. Some folks take a continuing education program. This program is approximately 1,500 to 2,000 hours in length. The course is divided into classroom time, laboratory time, practical skills, hospital rotations, and field internship rotations. If you'd like to get more than just your paramedic certification, you can always take a program that offers an associate degree, a two-year program that includes all of the paramedic program content plus all your college courses to receive your associate degree. Again, this is the highest level of care of the four levels I'm talking about today. Earlier, I did talk about other levels, such as the community paramedic, flight paramedic, critical care paramedic. So there are a lot of levels beyond the basic four that I talked about today. But in order to do any of those other levels, you need to be a paramedic first. So in order, the emergency medical responder, the EMT, the advanced EMT, and the paramedic. All four levels are available at Cape Fear Community College. For exact prerequisites and program requirements, log on to cfcc.edu and look at our page under continuing education, and then click on the EMS program. All of the programs that I've discussed today differ from college to college, from community to community, so it's always good to check with your local provider what their requirements are. You can, like I said, check our Cape Fear Community College website, Also, feel free to call me at any time. My number at Cape Fear Community College is 910-362-7751. Our next podcast will be EMS, a system of care. We're going to look at the different levels of care and how all of these levels are integrated into one system. Thank you for listening today. Be safe out there. And until next time, be kind to one another. This is the voice of Bob Raisky.